This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The head of the Sinaloa cartel, the Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has long fought extradition to face drug charges in the U.S. But now? Well, now he wants to be extradited to the U.S. His lawyers telling Mexican media outlets this week that he's willing to make a deal with U.S. authorities. So what's changed? Here to talk about the case, David Agron. He is a freelance reporter based in Mexico. Been following this story for The Guardian. Let's step back for just a moment, David. Before we get to El Chapo's latest request, law enforcement officials in the U.S. have been champing at the bit to get El Chapo extradited for years, and they were really upset when he managed to escape last July. Why weren't they successful then?
Well, what's interesting is that in the past, Mexico had been somewhat reticent going back, you know, prior to 2000, that the Mexican government had tended to be somewhat, obviously, nationalistic. The Institutional Revolutionary Party, which held power for most of the last century, gained some of its, you know, I'll use the word legitimacy by being anti-American, stoking this sort of sense of hurt, even though it did have a lot of actual cooperation. But it portrayed this sort of anti-American discourse at times, and it didn't, you know, there was sort of a thought that sending its most a notorious fugitive to the United States would be seen as a sign of weakness. What unfortunately happened after that for the Mexicans is that Chapo Guzman escaped. He escaped in 2001 from Guadalajara. The story is that he was wheeled out the door in a laundry cart. He was on the lam for obviously until 2014 for, you know, another 13 years. Captured, taken to the Altiplano prison just to the west of Mexico City, and then obviously escaped again through a tunnel.
Right.
So he hasn't been in jail a lot. That's part of the reason, and partly the Mexican government didn't done a lot of extraditions before.
But here we have a situation where the same lawyer who fought off extradition in the past is now saying that he wants to broker a deal with U.S. officials. And for what exactly? Why would El Chapo change his mind?
You know, it's hard to know. It's because one of the things, his family is saying that he's not being treated very well, and he's being apparently woken up constantly. He's not allowed to sleep. Obviously, there's very, very close scrutiny on him to make sure that he's always there. His wife has barely seen him. She's also a Mexican-American citizen who's saying that she's fearing for his life, starting to make the media rounds and make a public relations case on his behalf. Obviously, the Mexican government they've been you know, made out to be fools. They look like fools because of this last escape, and they're not going to let that happen again. If she's an American citizen, she can see him in the U.S. He can live out his days there. I think there's maybe just some practicality in the matter. And he's also 60 years old, so it's quite possible that he doesn't see himself doing so well in a Mexican prison.
What about if there were to be a deal reached with U.S. officials? That doesn't compel Mexico to go along, right?
No, the Mexican government, obviously that has to be decided here in Mexican courts. The Mexican government has said in statements issued in January that there were two requests made after his escape in July, and judges in both cases had approved his apprehension for the purpose of extradition, and that his lawyers were free to contest that. His lawyers have contested it in the past. The Mexican government says those requests for what are called amparos or injunctions have been unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. But it's a process that's a very technical, very kind of hard to understand part of Mexican law. And he's got some of the best working on it. So it's somewhat surprising that he would suddenly abandon this process, which could have, you know, it's been taken up a lot of time in Mexican courts, just saying, yeah, I want to get this over with and I want to get to the United States.
David Agron is a Mexico-based freelance reporter for The Guardian. David, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.